天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。今天麦克牧师将来带领我们来探讨神的审判。其实在我们平时传福音或者在听讲道的时候呢，都是关于神的怜悯慈爱，或者说是他不轻易发怒的一面，可是我们却很少会去探讨神公义的一面。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们预备心，跟着麦克牧师一起来学习神的公义吧。
Hello, listening friends. I'm glad you joined us again.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你能再一次收听我们的节目。
Last time we ran out of time, so I want to tell you the rest of this story today.
今天我们要接着讲上次没有讲完的内容。
I hope you are prepared with your Bibles and ready to listen.
我盼望你能够准备好你的圣经来收听我们的节目。
Look with me, beginning with 1 Kings 21:15.
我们要从列王记上21:15开始看起。
When Jezebel heard that Naboth was dead,
耶洗别听见拿伯死了，
she went to Ahab and said,
就对亚哈说，
The vineyard is yours.
拿伯的葡萄园是你的了。
It is our anniversary gift.
可以当作我们结婚周年的礼物。
Verse 16,
第十六节说，
With cold heartedness, he went down and took possession of it.
亚哈就硬着心下去得拿伯的葡萄园。
My listening friend,
我亲爱的朋友，
I hope you're continuing to listen very carefully.
我盼望你仔细地听。
The word of God has never denied that it is an eminently realistic book.
神的话，圣经所讲述的是完全真实的。
The people in the Bible have not been taken out, washed, dressed up, wrapped in cellophane paper, and presented as perfect people.
圣经中的人物从来没有被拿出来洗干净，化好妆，包在玻璃纸里，当作完美的人物展现在我们的面前。
No.
从来没有。
The Bible says,
在圣经里，
in Hebrews 11:25,
希伯来书11:25那里说，
There is pleasure in sin for a season.
有短暂的罪中之乐。
If someone covets another man's business,
如果一个人垂涎他人的事业，
or another man's wife,
或者他人的妻子，
or another man's possession,
或者他人的财物，
there is a moment of anticipation in that.
有段时间你会满怀期待。
When you are riding the wave of sin,
有时候当你在罪中打滚，
of covetousness,
在贪欲中翻腾，
you may feel that you are larger than life,
也许你会觉得自己驾驭了生命，
that you are above the circumstances,
你超越了环境。
Ah, but it's only for a season.
可是这只是暂时的。
There is a question that every honest person must ask at this point of their life.
有一个问题是所有诚实的人在有生之年都必须问自己的。
So many great men in the Bible asked it.
圣经中许多伟大的人物也都问过同样的问题。
And it is this.
这个问题就是，
Where is God?
神在哪里？
Where is God when an honest man like Naboth is unjustly killed?
当拿伯这样诚实的人被杀的时候，神在哪里呢？
Where is God when a woman like Jezebel defiles the whole nation?
当耶洗别这样的女人使整个国家陷入罪恶时，神在哪里呢？
Where is God when a vacillating wimp like Ahab can go into Naboth's vineyard and enjoy the fruit of his greed?
当亚哈这个优柔寡断的懦夫走进拿伯的葡萄园，满足他那贪婪的欲望时，
Where is God in all of this?
当这些事情发生的时候，神在哪里呢？
This is the very question that the psalmist asked in Psalm 73.
这也正是诗篇73篇的作者所问的问题。
In fact, he confessed that he nearly slipped.
事实上，他承认自己几乎被绊倒了。
Listen carefully, please.
请你仔细地听我说。
God is there.
神一直在那里。
Just because He is merciful and long-suffering, it does not mean that he is not just.
神满有慈悲，忍耐等候，但并不表示他不公平。
Don't judge by appearance.
我们不要单从外表来判断。
Don't think that this life is all there is.
不要认为生命就只有今生。
Be patient and wait, and you will see the goodness of God.
要耐心等候神，你就会明白神的良善。
God always has the last word.
最后，神必有审判。
He really does.
他一定会的。
First Kings 21:17 says,
列王记上21:17说道，
The word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite.
耶和华的话临到提斯比人以利亚说，
Go down and meet Ahab, the king of Israel.
你起来，去见以色列王亚哈。
Who rules in Samaria.
他住在撒玛利亚。
He is now in Naboth's vineyard.
他现在在拿伯的葡萄园里。
Where he has gone to take possession of it.
他正准备占有这座葡萄园。
God knew that this wicked man was ruling over Samaria.
神知道这个邪恶的人在撒玛利亚当王。
And God knew that this man was now enjoying the fruit of his sin in Naboth's vineyard.
神知道他在拿伯的葡萄园里享受他自己犯罪的果实。
God told Elijah to say what will be the consequences for every wicked person.
神叫以利亚去对亚哈说，恶人有恶报。
God just spit up the time so that we could see it.
神加速了报应的时间，让我们可以看见。
Is what he said.
他说，
Don't enjoy your vineyard too much.
不要只顾享受你的葡萄园。
For the dogs that licked Naboth's blood will lick yours.
狗在何处舔拿伯的血，也必在何处舔你的血。
Listen carefully, my dear friend.
亲爱的朋友，请你仔细地听。
Don't ever confuse God's patience as God's weakness.
不要把神的忍耐误认为他是软弱的。
Don't confuse God's patience as if it is God's indifference.
不要把神的忍耐误认为他漠不关心。
Don't confuse God's patience with unfairness.
不要把神的忍耐误认为他不公平。
God will always have the last word.
最后，神必定审判。
Can you imagine how Ahab felt every time he heard a dog bark?
你能够想象到每次当亚哈听到狗叫时，他心里的感受吗？
Does God always execute judgment immediately like this?
神总是这样迅速地执行审判吗？
Usually he doesn't.
通常不会的。
It is an exception that Adam is confronted by God in the garden.
但亚当在伊甸园犯罪后，神立刻处置，这个是例外。
It is an exception that Cain was marked.
该隐被标上记号时，这是例外。
It was an exception that David was confronted with his sin.
神向大卫王问罪时，这是例外。
It is an exception that Herod the Great dies rotting inwardly because of his slaughter of infants.
当希律王杀婴孩后，他的内脏腐蚀而死，这是例外。
It is an exception that Ananias and Sapphira dropped dead immediately after lying to the apostles.
亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉欺骗使徒后， 立刻伏地而死，这是例外。
These may be exceptions.
这些也许只是一些特例。
But they are examples.
但这些是见解。
These examples are enough to remind every one of us that the consequences of sin can be immediate or delayed.
这些见解足以警告我们，犯罪的人迟早会有报应。
But don't make a mistake about it.
但千万不要弄错了。
No one will escape the justice of God.
没有人能逃脱神公义的审判。
God will always have the last word.
神最后必定要审判。
You may think that you are getting away with your unbelief.
你拒绝相信神，也许你以为可以侥幸逃脱。
You may think that you are getting away with your life of compromise.
你过着与罪恶妥协的生活，也许你以为可以侥幸逃脱。
You may be tempted to think that God doesn't care about your sin because nothing has happened to you.
你也许以为神不介意你所犯的罪，因为你一直好好的没事。
No, my friend.
亲爱的朋友，事实并非如此。
Don't mistake God's patience for weakness.
不要把神的忍耐误认为神是软弱的。
The Bible said that God commands all men everywhere to repent.
圣经说，神要所有的人都悔改。
For he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world.
因为神已经定了日子要审判这个世界。
By the man he has appointed, Jesus Christ.
神指派耶稣基督来审判这个世界。
1 Kings 22:34.
在列王记上22:34里说，
Ahab was shot in the battle where he was disguising himself.
亚哈在战场上虽然伪装了自己，还是被箭射中了。
Was it an accident?
这是偶然的吗？
No, there is no accident with God.
不，在神没有偶然的事。
Ahab went to battle disguising himself, but the arrow shot him exactly.
亚哈在战场上伪装了自己，可是他仍然被箭射中了。
Listen carefully to this dramatic aftermath.
请注意听这戏剧性的后果。
King Ahab told his driver to get him out of the battlefield because he was wounded.
亚哈对赶车的说，我受了重伤，你转过车来拉我出阵吧。
All day long he was propped up in his chariot.
可是他却被人扶在车上站了一整天。
And his blood ran on the floor of the chariot.
他的血流满了战车。
After they buried him,
众人把他埋葬后，
the chariot was washed at the pool in Samaria.
又有人把他的车洗在撒玛利亚的水池旁。
Where the prostitutes bathe.
那是妓女洗澡的地方。
There,
在那里，
the dogs licked up his blood just as the word of God had said.
狗来舔他的血，正如耶和华所说的话。
I told you, God will always have the last word.
我说过，最后神必定执行审判。
Oh, there's an irony here.
在这里最讽刺的是，
Ahab introduced the worship of Baal along with its cultic prostitution to the nation of Israel.
亚哈把巴利崇拜和淫乱的仪式带到以色列。
So the dogs licked his blood from the pool where the prostitutes bathed.
结果狗在妓女洗澡的池边舔他的血。
He had shed the blood of Naboth.
他流了拿伯的血。
Now his own blood was shed.
现在他自己的血流出来了。
Let me tell you as I conclude about three judgments.
让我告诉你有三种审判。
There is an internal judgment.
第一种审判是你内心的审判。
Which you do yourself to yourself.
你审判你自己。
There is an external judgment.
第二种审判是外在的审判。
God takes care of that.
这个由神来完成。
And then there is an eternal judgment.
而第三个审判是永恒里的审判。
It will go on forever and ever.
这个审判将会持续到永远。
I want to tell you this day.
今天我想告诉你。
that the best judgment is the internal judgment.
最好的审判就是内心的审判。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because when you judge yourself,
因为当你审判你自己的时候,
and you do it between yourself and God,
当你自己面对神做出反省的时候,
you literally stop God from judging you externally.
神就不用从外面来审判你了。
I don't know what it is that you need to judge in your life today.
我不知道在你生命中需要在哪些地方审判你自己。
Perhaps it is a relationship that does not belong in your life.
可能是你生命中不该有的一段关系。
Perhaps you have some possession or money that does not belong to you.
可能是你不该拥有的一些金钱。
Perhaps it is unbridled lust or covetousness after something or someone.
或许是你对某个人放纵的情欲，或是对某些东西的贪婪。
Perhaps it's an anger that is eating you up.
或许是在你里面的怒气正腐蚀着你的心灵。
Whatever it is, the Holy Spirit is able to tell you what it is that needs internal judgment.
不管是什么，圣灵都会告诉你哪里需要内心的审判。
The best thing that could happen is that internal judgment.
内心的审判对我们大有好处。
Because the Bible says,
因为圣经说,
if we judge ourselves,
如果我们审判自己,
we will not be judged by God.
神就不会来审判我们。
It is the desire of the merciful, loving, and compassionate God.
慈爱又充满怜悯的神, 他的心愿就是
That the very moment that we are convicted of sin is the very moment we repent of it.
当我们承认自己的罪过时，我们立刻就悔改。
In fact, this is the measure of your growing in Christ.
事实上，这正是对你在基督里成长了多少的一种衡量。
You can measure your growth in Christ by how short the time is between the time you come under conviction and the time you repent.
从你认罪到悔改时间的间隔长短，就能判断你在基督里有多成熟。
If internal judgment does not happen,
可是如果你没在内心审判自己，
you will be judged externally.
你就要面对外在的审判。
And if that does not work,
如果这样还是无效,
and does not bring you to repentance,
你仍旧没有悔改的话,
the worst of all judgment will take place, and that is eternal judgment.
最糟的审判就是末日的审判。
If the only option you give God is eternal judgment,
如果你只给神到了永恒里才审判你,
then this is the only option you're going to get back.
那么神对你的审判也只有一种结局。
By now, some of you are probably asking,
现在可能有些人要问,
What can I do?
那我该做什么呢?
1 John 1:7 says,
约翰一书一章七节说,
The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses from every sin.
他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
I'm not talking just about renewing a commitment.
我不是在讲重新肯定一个承诺。
I'm not talking about just an emotional conviction.
我不是在讲情感上的认罪。
I'm talking about the thing that you need to do in order to show the fruit of repentance.
我是说，你必须通过你的行为来表现你的悔改。
I'm talking about the restitution that you need to pay.
我是在讲你必须付出的赔偿。
You have the choice whether to place yourself under internal judgment.
你可以选择是把你自己置于内心的审判之下。
Or external judgment.
或者外在的审判之下。
Or eternal judgment.
或者是末日的审判之下。
You have a choice whether you place yourself under God's mercy or God's judgment.
你可以选择是你把自己置于神的恩典之下，还是神的审判之下。
This is the privilege that God is giving you today.
这就是神给我们的特权。
I'd like to pray with you that this would be your decision.
我想和你一起祷告， 盼望你今天就可以做一个决定。
That you would say, "Forgive me, Lord Jesus, for I have sinned."
你下决心说，主耶稣啊，我犯了罪，求你饶恕我。
And I will make restitution of all my sin.
我愿意补偿我的罪过。
And you can be sure that God will answer this prayer.
你可以确信，神一定会听你的祷告。
That is His promise.
这是他的应许。
Until we meet again,
我们下次再会。
I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是的，神是公义圣洁的神，他的审判一定会来临。到时，我们能够交给他一份什么样的答卷呢？我想，这是我们需要好好思考的问题。但感谢神的怜悯和耶稣的带导，使我们依旧有机会可以去面对自己内心的恶，去认真的悔改，从而可以得到属天的荣耀。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
年纪小的时候，时间总是赶不上我，我等呀等呀等呀，他总在后面慢慢地跟。
渐渐长大以后，时间开始对我认真，我拼呀拼呀拼呀，我们俩又是输赢不分。
再过几年以后，时间跑到我的前途，我追呀追呀追呀，他却在前面头也不回。
时间时间等等我，我有话要说，有话要说，请你请你告诉我，人生应该怎么
在济南中秋高原荷花，像我的神狐裘，它重点中听了我的声音，我在他面前的呼求入了他的耳中，他冲高天伸手抓住我，把我从大水中拉上来，就把我引他喜悦我，我在济南中秋高原荷花，像我的神狐裘，他重点中听了我的声音，我在他面前的呼求入了他的耳中。前的呼求入了他的